Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those of you calling in for the first time and those that will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. Before I begin here, of course, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. It's the holiday season. We've been through a rough year, not just as Denarians, but as Americans, and it'd be a good time for us all to just exhale and relax for a few days and consider what's most important in our lives. My plan for today was to have a full-blown call. That's not going to happen. I'm going to have to defer that to next week. I got a little family complication here. I have seven children, eight grandchildren, and one in the oven, and at times it's Grand Central Station over here. We had a family issue that had to be dealt with, and so today I'm at home, and in the very next room I have a four-year-old and a two-year-old, hopefully watching a cartoon while I try to get through this call, so I'm really winging it today. So I want to go ahead and get right into the information I have for today. First, by way of disclaimer, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currency holders ourselves, we're sharing with you the information we deem to be relevant. Of course, the most relevant piece of information would be a window for the potential revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. Now, for those of us that have been involved in this for a decade or more, we know that Iraq is got a rare talent of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. But I got to tell you, January is looking really, really good for a lot of reasons. I'm a little bit limited on this call for reasons that I've just explained, but I'm going to bottom line for you where I think we are. And again, it's all looking good. I'm dealing with the CBI and its operations and what's going on. First, the CBI is in negotiation with banks worldwide, and they've also tendered a memorandum of understanding to these banks, most notably and most recently the Bank of the United Arab Emirates. This is a very critical point. We have never been here before, not in 2012, not in 2014. We haven't gotten anywhere close since then. But in order to enter into these formal negotiations and to issue these memorandum of understanding, this makes absolutely no sense unless you have an international currency. The example I can give you would be if you put an offer down to purchase a home stating that you were going to put $25,000 deposit down and finance the rest, and you didn't have the $25,000. In order for the CBI to negotiate with these other banks, the underlying assumption is that they will have an international currency. Second, the CBI at present holds about $64 billion in U.S. dollar reserve currency. This is very important because what this means is they can operate, if necessary, with that reserve currency, and it's sufficient, if necessary, to carry them through the year, if that's, in fact, what they wanted, although I'm sure that's not the case. But the point is, because they have sufficient reserve currency, they don't need to auction their IQD, and that stabilizes the price at present, which is what needs to happen before the exchange rate goes up. Third, the IMF has a 2% rule, meaning that the rate issued by a central bank and the street rate of a given currency must be within 2% for 90 days. Now, that has been the case with the IQD for well over 30 days, although I do not believe we've gotten to 90 days. But as I've said in the past, if all of the other I's are dotted and all of the other T's are crossed, and they're within this 2%, well over 30 days, I see absolutely no reason, in my opinion, why that would be an issue. Lastly, the revaluation, the reinstitution and revaluation of the dinar in January would dovetail perfectly, of course, with the budget. Now, if that were not to happen, it does not mean that we have to wait another year. Of course, the worst scenario would be if the central bank were to fail to reinstitute the currency, pass the budget, and then make expenditures at the lower rate of the IQD. I do not believe that's going to happen for a number of reasons. Number one, they have the reserve currency, which they can utilize, or they could simply suspend governmental payments until they change the exchange rate. Now, there are some players, and there always will be, players in Iraq and around the world for their own selfish and political reasons that do not want to see the reinstitution and revaluation of the dinar. But they've lost the narrative. They've lost the momentum. The arguments, in my view, make absolutely no sense. So for all of the reasons that I've stated here, I see absolutely no impediment to this getting done in January, even though I have to qualify the statement for those of us who have been involved in this. We know that, you know, Iraq it can just be dysfunctional at the 11th hour, but they're just running out of excuses to postpone this. I think everything's aligned. I think CBI is driving the truck right now, and I don't think the other, whether it's the finance committee that's supposed to be overseeing their operations, whether it's the parliament, whether it's the prime minister, I just don't see who can stand in the way. This train's going down the track, and hopefully we're all going to arrive at our destination in this January. Now, I will be doing a full call next week. We did have an issue with YouTube this week. They're still playing games with us, so I'm getting involved now, and I'm going to make it pretty clear that they need to explain to us what's going on. I believe after my conversation, our calls are back up. I got a number of calls saying, "Well, gee, you're not on YouTube this week." My understanding is that we got it back up. And if I have to contact them every week after my call to make sure they do what they're supposed to do, that's what I'm going to do. But we will be back next week. So once again, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And better strap yourself in, because it looks like this thing could pop in January. While anything's possible, I see absolutely nothing right now that could be an impediment to getting this done. We've all waited a long time, and this needs to be over so that we can all move on with our lives and do the things that we've been planning and dreaming about for some of us over a decade. So again, have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this call. Certainly, if something of a dramatic nature were to happen before our next call, I will try to get out an emergency email and schedule an emergency conference call. For reasons I've stated before, there's no way I want to see any of this happen before the new year. But come January 1, the sooner the better, and let's get this all wrapped up. So we will be back next week, noon Eastern on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas and God bless. Bye-bye.